So then it forces you to not hang out with negative people. It forces you to not hang out with people that are not adding any value to you. So at the end of the day, learn to be by yourself, because that is by far the best thing that you can do. Because have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You might be working super hard, but others are getting the promotions at work. Their side hustles are making them more money, but yours is just not taking off. You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi, my name is Mo Gaez, a kid who grew up in a village in Pakistan. And when he was 13 years old, finishing eighth grade, his family immigrated to the US. With only knowing two words of English, he was thrown into a new world, new society, and a new education system. So how did that kid go from that to becoming an all-A student, graduating high school with honors, to graduating college with an engineering and biology degree as a scholar, to working in corporate America for 3 years in healthcare consulting, to living in high-rise apartments in San Diego and Miami? His side hustle, training with the Titans, where he's a certified health and fitness coach, and now transformed the lives of over 900 plus clients in the last 6.5 years. Now his free content is read and watched by over 2 million people on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and his Facebook. Essentially, I'm a kid who's obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you, because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out, to give me the systems, the tips, the tricks to get an edge, to win, to make myself and my family proud. You see, I was always willing to work hard, but I was missing the systems. On the Healthy Systems podcast, you will learn one main idea, system, from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. You see, my belief is that you feel more fulfilled when all three of those areas are checked. So if you're a millennial with a side hustle or currently working at a corporate job, you're hyper ambitious, then this podcast is for you. Because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Healthy Systems Podcast, everybody. I hope you're doing phenomenal. Today is really exciting day for everybody. It is the Valentine's Day. So today's Healthy System Podcast is actually related to that. And no, it's not about dating. It's not about anything else, but it is about self-love. And one of the healthiest systems you can deploy in your life is learn to enjoy your own company, learn to be by yourself. Because only then will you attract the best health, but also the best wealth, and also the best relationships. So I'll start this podcast off. I was thinking about this podcast a lot over the last couple of days, because as I'm coaching clients, I'm talking to a lot of people, and I find sometimes we're not happy where we're at, and we're only thinking about things we're missing. It's like if you're a single person, perhaps all you think about is, how do I get in a relationship? And if you keep thinking that way, your chances of getting into a good relationship are extremely low, because you're coming at it from a perspective that something is missing from you and you are about to go fill the checkbox, even though you don't know if that person is actually good or bad for you. So I want to start this podcast off by a quote, one of my favorite quotes, which is, all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. It's a quote by a French philosopher, Blaise Pascal, written in 1654, so almost 400 years old. And this quote is super powerful, because when you look at your life as a whole, if you, especially once you cross the age of 21, 22, you finished college, you're an adult, are you okay spending time alone? Or are you the type that always, whenever you have an open evening, you are texting five of your friends to grab dinner with, you're always trying to hang out with people? Because let's be honest, you probably don't like being by yourself. If that's the case, I want to walk you through some things and make you realize the importance of being alone. Because as you get older in life, one of the things that's certain is nobody stays with you forever. And at the end of the day, the only person you have to spend the rest of your life with is yourself. So you got to have obviously that compassion, but also you should enjoy your own company. A lot of you can probably relate to this, especially if you went through a breakup, if you have gone through breakups in the past. What you realize is you were probably forced to be alone. You're probably forced to do things alone. I remember when I first went through a breakup, I took myself to the movies alone, and the first one was different. And then it started becoming, I was like, this is really nice. I can do this, right? Go to nice restaurants and you can totally be alone and be okay. And then over time, when I had friends and I was able to manifest a great relationship, or when I was in a relationship, I was like, man, the only reason I was able to have this great relationship or have this in my life is because I was comfortable being alone. Another one of my favorite quotes is something one of my friends told me. I don't know who actually wrote this, but I'll paraphrase it, which is, I'm awesome in my awesome world, and I invite other awesome people. And if they say no, it's okay, because I'm still awesome in my awesome world. So on this Valentine's Day, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're single, either way, I want you to be able to enjoy your own company. Because if you can master that skill, you will massively set yourself up for success. You won't be alone. You won't ask for trouble. Because a lot of the time we look for trouble when we don't like being by ourselves, when we can just, if you're a person who can enjoy watching TV at home and just read a nice book and do things by yourself, you likely won't be the one who's like, you know, feeling FOMO because they're not out clubbing on a Friday at 1 a.m. You're just happy being by yourself. You actually like your routine. You actually like waking up and going to the gym alone. You actually like those things. And I promise you, I hate to use the word manifest, but it's a very real word, which is you manifest better people in your life because now you're comfortable being alone, right? Because imagine you hate being by yourself. And now you go on the dating apps and you're trying to find, you know, someone to date. Or on the other side, you hate being by yourself. So you're like looking for jobs because like you just don't like working from home, etc. And you want to be in the office. Well, one of the things that's going to happen is, now imagine the person you're about to go on a date with, and you told that person that, hey, I just hate being by myself. That's why I'm on this dating app. What do you think their reaction will be? They'll run from you. They will not want to go on a date with you, right? Because who wants to go on a date with someone that hates being by themselves? Versus, if you can master the skill of enjoying your own company, like doing things that make you proud, right? Go on hikes by yourself. Go do things by yourself. Go prove to yourself that you are a person worthy of your own respect. If you can do that, then you'll enjoy your own company. Matter of fact, once you master it, this happened to me many, many years ago. When at first, like, I remember noticing the difference where I could have so much fun just by myself, just being alone. I could like go do things. And I remember whenever I would hang out with people, I would subconsciously judge how much fun I had with other people versus myself. And if the fun I had by myself was higher, I'll probably be like, okay, like this is not worth it. I can just do these things by myself. I don't have to like go out of my way to go hang out with all these people. And there are some amazing people that came into my life that whenever I hung out with those people, I had way more fun, I had way more, you know, adventure. I learned things. They added value to my life. So then it forces you to not hang out with negative people. It forces you to not hang out with people that are not adding any value to you. So at the end of the day, learn to be by yourself, because that is by far the best thing that you can do, because there's only one person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, and that is you. So that's the biggest healthy system I have for you on this Valentine's Day, which is a Wednesday in 2024. So I hope this helps. Learn to be by yourself. And once again, I look forward to seeing you on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems Podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are two ways I can help you for free. One, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer two questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at Mo Gaius, M-O-E-G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word healthy systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.